This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. Now it's time for us to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and cohorts who are here from all over the country. Victoria Keelan is in New York City. Rich McFadden is down in Washington. Joe Crummy is out in Los Angeles. And John Harper, who runs our affiliate WMEL in Melbourne, Florida, is here, a frequent contributor because, frankly, John and I our friends, and I give preference to my friends. How's that? That puts it right on the line, John, right? That's why you're here. Not because you're a great broadcaster, but because we're friends.
Well, I like that. That's better than being a great broadcaster. Friends come first.
Well, thank you. It is. I think you and I have been friends for, God, I don't know how long. I don't even remember.
At least 25 years, if not more.
Since you started carrying this program. Isn't that amazing? How long have you owned that station?
We're now into our 26th year.
26 years of owning. And you've made it as one. This is something that's very unusual. I'll take a quick aside before we get into some of the issues of the week. But John's one of the few success stories. It used to be that there were a lot of people, families that would own a station or two, and they'd be able to survive and actually thrive and do well in that era of radio, the era that you and I grew up in, actually, John. But then that changed with deregulation in the 90s and people buying hundreds and thousands of radio stations and all of them competing with you in your marketplace, trying to put you out of business. But because you have the same sort of stick-to-itiveness that I do, people have been trying to put me out of business and get this program off the air for years. But it's because I found people like you who are like-minded that would carry the program and see the value of it. And so that's why I'm thankful that 25 years is a heck of a long time to be carrying one program. And so let's deal with the things that you have had to. You look back over the 25 years you've owned that radio station. What has been more problematic than the annual rush to protect and cover everything because here's this year's hurricane? Because you're basically right on the coast, the Space Coast. Your transmitter is there. The studio facilities are there. Now you have transmitters up and down the coast. Is there anybody more at peril than somebody like you who's right there?
No, Doug, and thanks for having me on here today. First of all, where I sit at the moment, I'm on Cocoa Beach, and I am literally about 1,500 feet, 2,000 feet away from the ocean. If people are familiar, your listeners, with Cocoa Beach, if they vacationed here, I am literally right next door to the Ron John World Headquarters building. So that's a big surf company here.
That is a landmark. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where I sit. And the preparations all this week, this past week, have been pretty smooth for the most part. I think people here on the Space Coast and along many of the coastal areas here in Florida, we've had many near threats over the past several years, if not some direct hits. Just last year with Hurricane Matthew, that was supposed to be a direct hit here on the Space Coast and ended up causing havoc in the St. Augustine area and a little bit above that between there and Jacksonville. So I think people are taking this hurricane very, very seriously. Of course, they've been witnessing over the past couple of weeks now what has transpired in Texas with the flooding and everything associated with the hurricane there that hit 2 weeks ago. So they're taking this one seriously, and I think people, for the most part, are prepared for it.
All right. So as a broadcaster, you're trying to help people with alternatives or suggestions or what do you do if. My understanding is the roadways are jammed. The interstate, you're not far off of Interstate 95, and you're certainly right there on the Intercoastal, which is Route 1. People heading north. I understand there's not a lot of gasoline. You can't find a hotel. So what do people do, and are they calling into your station? Because you have several times during the day when you take calls from listeners. Are you getting stories from people that are akin to what I just said about gasoline and traveling and, excuse me, that sort of thing?
Sure, absolutely, Doug. And some of the stories we've heard have been horrific as far as the long lines of people waiting to get gas. Well, for example, earlier this week, yours truly, I spent 4 hours waiting to get 10 sandbags. I couldn't believe that.
Wow.
They ran out of sand almost as I got to the end of the line, and I thought, oh, great, this is moving along nicely. I wasn't even able to clean out my ashtray. It kept moving along so nicely. And then they ran out of sand, and that took almost an hour and a half to replenish. So there have been long lines. Of course, water has disappeared, bottled water, every type of bottled whatever you want to get is off the store shelves, and people have been buying up all of that. Gas stations, many ran out of gas earlier this week. Gas has been available in the area. You have to hunt around a little bit, but it has been available. The Florida Highway Patrol has been keeping the peace with the gas stations. They have, so to speak, been watching over the gas stations and making sure nothing weird goes on. And people have been limited at this point to just filling up their cars with gas and not extra gas cans because gas is so limited at the moment. But there has been enough gas to get out of the area. You mentioned where people are evacuating to. Hotels have been filled up here in this area since earlier this week. And that's caused a major problem. So as people head on out on I-95, the Florida Turnpike, however they're getting out of here, US 1, everybody for the most part traveling north into Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, a lot of people going to North Carolina, and wherever they can get out of the path of this particular hurricane, that's where they want to go.
All right. After we pause for a couple of announcements, I want to have you help us understand, because you're right up the street, literally, from the Kennedy Space Center. How do they buckle down for something like this? And then you're only about, 40 miles from Disney World, so how do they prepare? The focus is on what's going on with Hurricane Irma and the aftermath of Harvey, the number 2 item this week on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder, more than anything else, about how to deal with pillows that are worn out. And when I say worn out, you're, according to all kinds of lists and experts, I'm told, and I say this on the air all the time, you're supposed to toss your pillows every year and get new ones, because mites and really unspeakable things get into the pillows, and then those things crawl around the pillow. They crawl into your nose and your mouth and your ears, and yuck.
Breakfast here. Come on.
So, now. Yeah. So, take my advice, actually the advice of anybody who's got any common sense, throw those old pillows out and get new MyPillows. MyPillow, the standard now of the industry. Everybody knows about MyPillow, and most everybody has bought one or two or three or four, and now you can get 4 for the price of 2 using a special code at MyPillow.com. You use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com to save 50% on 2 premium pillows and 2 travel pillows. Certainly need those if you're traveling to escape the hurricane. So make sure you're prepared. This is patented adjustable fill, which is unlike. I saw a video this week, Richie, of some of these pillows that are made in the Orient, made in China, that are filled with garbage, literally.
Yeah.
This stuff.
Can you imagine what what these Chinese pillows
come
stuffed
with? Oh, my God.
With?
Just junk. These pillows,
imagine.
The MyPillows are made in America, in Minnesota. So get something American made, has 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Get My Pillows. Get your pillows from My Pillow. two premium pillows, two travel pillows. Right now, 50% off the four-pack. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the deal.
All right, welcome to Super Duty Radio. Next up is Brad. What's on your mind, Brad?
Tort.
Well, Brad, you've called the right show, because the all-new 2017 Ford Super Duty has best-in-class torque. In fact, the 2017 Super Duty is to torque what a St. Bernard is to drool, what a junior prom is to acne.
So what you're saying is it's got a lot of torque?
Glad you're paying attention, Brad. Yes, a lot of torque. In fact, more torque than ever before.
Well, good, because I need a lot of torque. Also a lot of payload and towing capability.
You're awfully needy, Brad, but that's good, because the all-new Super Duty has best-in-class towing and payload. Payload. In fact, Super Duty is to towing and payload what a swamp is to bugs, what a
clown is to creepy.
I do the comedy, Brad.
But it's just Trump.
This is the next level. This is the all-new 2017 Super Duty. And this is why Ford says we own work.
Best-in-class towing, payload, and torque when properly configured. Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds DVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Like all appliances, if you show some love to your washer and dryer, they'll love you back with long-lasting efficiency and performance. First, always follow the use and care guides to keep your machines humming. It's important to inspect washer hoses monthly for cracks and keep your door seals clean. For dryers, you want to wipe down the insides, clean the lint filters daily, and clean the exhaust ducts as needed. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
18 past the hour as we review what's going on. This is the story, and I'm not sure that we need to spend too much more time. I mean, I'll give you a rundown in a little bit of the top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine. But the hurricanes and the aftermath and what's happening and how people are preparing. John Harper is here from WMEL. His brother is actively working in the station, as I recall, and your lady friend. So most everybody in your family is actually in the station with you during the storm, right? Or did you send them away?
They are at the radio station, and along with Melvin and Rocky, the two cats. Radio station cats, and my cat, Panther, she's with me as well.
Yeah. Because Panther attacked me once when I was down there. When you and McFadden pulled that fast one on me on April Fool's, what was that, 2 or 3 years ago?
Greatest practical joke I've ever pulled off, John and I together. Partners in crime.
That was good.
And go down in the memory. All right, anyway, but we need to stick to the hurricane cruise ships and all of the, again, you're at the epicenter of all this activity, the Kennedy Space Center, Disney World, the cruise ships come out of Port Canaveral. Do they stop? Are they gone? What are they doing to get away from the storm?
It's interesting what the cruise line industry is doing. The Disney cruise ships, along with Carnival and Norwegian cruise lines, they all come out of Port Canaveral, and the weekend is their busiest time, in which on Sundays they launch, I believe, over 5 different ships out of here, carrying over 2,000 people on each of those ships. So yeah, what they're doing, the cruise lines have, in reality, they're losing money on this hurricane, and they have come back to Port Canaveral earlier this week and had the passengers leave the ships, and they've taken the ships out into the Atlantic and to an area where they know there's a high pressure system, and they've kind of just parked out there, and they're waiting for everything to clear here to come back into port.
And you won't find an airplane on the ground at any airport in South Florida until probably Tuesday. They're just all, everybody's out, gone, finished with, you know, they take them out of there and they use them or they park them. John Harper and the rest of the gang, as we continue here, we'll have more Q&A with John on the countdown, 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Funny 3 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Let me just go through the charts so you know what happened more or less for the past week. The week is September 4th to the 8th, and then we get back to John Harper, who runs WMEL, an affiliate of this program. He and his staff preparing and working through many times this same saga. So we're getting general information about how it feels to be in Florida, especially on the coast of Florida during all these hurricanes. Number 10 this week on the story front, beginning of the NFL season, first games of the season this weekend, and blah, blah, blah. Major League Baseball, and I really mean that, blah, blah, blah. There's a report, number 9 this week, focusing on concussions yet again, and advice from several sources not to let your children play football if they're in high school, maybe even in college or younger. Number 8, that nurse's situation in Salt Lake City. My God, what a fiasco. And that deserves some time on its own if we can get to it. The Menendez trial doesn't deserve much time on its own. That's number 7. The Russians and Trump and what did he say, Victoria, this week? He's not my brother or something. He's not my bride. Not my bride. That was it. Yeah. Not my bride. And that gives us a little more fuel for wondering about his sexual preferences. That is not Trump's, but Puke and Putin. All right. The repeal of DACA. I don't really even know. It looks to me like the word repeal is being used. But it looks like with a lot of other things with Trump, throwing it against the wall to see if it can be made better. Am I reading it
wrong?
Well,
and that was the original intent when Obama created it. He even said this is a temporary stopgap until we can create a better situation.
Right.
It was not to be permanent at all. It was not the last
until
now. No,
he called upon Congress, do your job. And here it is, what, 5, 6, 7 years later, and they're still not doing their job.
No, they don't do their job, period.
No, they're awful.
All right. Number 4, the Hillary book. And was that on the air or off the air? We were talking about Bernie Sanders being on. That was off the air.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is having some fun going through his record. at the expense of Mrs. Clinton. He's been on some of the late night shows and get interviewed because Mrs. Clinton says that he stole all of her ideas. We're putting money on it being the other way around because the Clintons are great at stealing everybody else's ideas.
Just ask Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so number three is North Korea. Why in the world that guy hasn't been stepped on is beyond me at this point. The hurricane's number two, and the deal with the Democrats for funding for an uplift. The deficit is beyond control. The borrowing is beyond control. But because there's so much damage, I guess it's sort of tied together. It could be $300 billion worth of damage at the end of the day from the hurricane in Texas, and the government will only be responsible, and this is a big number left, for about $100 billion. Insurance companies got to step in. People, there will be all kinds of things that will be used to try to rebuild that area. So coming back around, John Harper from WMEL is here. Spend 30 seconds talking about how many times things along the Space Coast in your history have had to be rebuilt after hurricanes.
It, in some respects, Doug, has not been as many as you would think because the original construction has been pretty solid. And ever since Hurricane Andrew, the new building techniques have gone into place, and therefore they are able to withstand storms that, for the most part, we've had up to now. There's always roof damage. That's a given. And there's some flood damage. But as far as structural damage, it has not been too bad over the past many years, again, due to that Hurricane Andrew construction that goes into every building now.
Yeah, that was back in the 80s, if I remember correctly. All right, we continue straight ahead here. This is The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Less people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, by your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, as we continue on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They have Talkers.com, has Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of things. I think we do, Richie, you'll have to come to my aid, and Victoria.
What's that?
We're doing a lot of new podcasts that are cool from blogtalkradio.com. You can get stories about health at Good Day Health, /Good Day Health, blogtalkradio, /Good Day Health, or it's actually blogtalkradio.com, /Good Day Health, and /Your Hidden Power, /American Family Farmer.
Just search Doug Steffen.
Just search Doug Steffen. Are we doing a podcast of the countdown?
Yes.
I've forgotten whether we are going to do that. We are, right? blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. So you'll hear the stories and a review, some of the things that we say about these from our perspective of listening to people and talking about them ourselves with our own values. Speaking of people, the list of people that we're discussing, and all the folks are here, Joe Crummy as usual, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and John Harper, who runs WMEL, who I like to have on this program from time to time, especially pertinent this week because of the hurricane and how it's impacting the Florida coast where he is. We'll get back to that in more detail in a second. But the list of people here, number 10 is Alex Wubbel, number 9, Barack Obama, number 8, Robert Menendez, 7 is Bernie Sanders, 6 is Hillary, Vladimir Putin is 5, Kim Jong-un is 4, Paul Ryan is 3, Charles Schumer and the Democratic leadership, basically, number 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. We're staying away from a lot of the political discussion this week because it takes a backseat, other than perhaps the deal that was made with the Democrats to extend the borrowing power of the government because need money to take care of all the devastation from Hurricane Irma, well, the Irma and Harvey, and whatever else is coming along. Jose is coming along. So who knows what that's going to amount
Trump
to.
Won't let Jose in. Don't worry.
Oh.
Well, that's very funny. You know what? You know what? Why are we calling it Jose, first of all? It should be Joe. We're speaking. We have Harvey. We have Irma. It should be Joe.
Being politically
and
correct.
Jose's coming.
Exactly.
Jose's
well, what is that about? I want to complain to somebody. What's up?
I had two guys who used to work on the farmers. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's where I got that from. Jose. It's your Jose.
Really? Farmers Jose.
They're both Jose.
So is B. Right. All right, so anyway, I think the thing that's on most people's mind, frankly, the ancillary conversation about the hurricanes and what they are doing, the fires up in Montana. We have three or four states in Montana, 800,000 acres burned up there. The Northwest Pacific has had fires. California's had fires.
Earthquakes in Mexico.
Earthquakes, tsunamis, the sunspots. Are we going to hell? Is it over? And, you know, I mean, that has to be for clever, creative people to discuss other than just talking about the whys and the whats and the wherefores. But there's something energetically that people want to talk about. They want to get it off their chest. And one wonders, right, global warming and the stuff about that. When you think about this, John Harper, philosophically, you've been through this. You've heard from a lot of people that listen. You have a very active listenership. You have newsletters that go to your listeners, and it's a community. So it's almost like when you get together, you have your parties. It's almost like a religious experience. You know your listeners, and they know each other. What do they, when you get them together, what do they say about stuff like this that's not superficial, that's more sort of at the root
existential
of it all? Yeah, existential is a good word, Joe.
There you go.
John?
Well, I think, gentlemen and Victoria, when such a magnitude of a hurricane comes through, such as the one that we're dealing with, it certainly brings the community together. Our radio community is, as you mentioned, Doug, a very tight one. The people respond to things that we do very well. Everybody feels connected. And I think even following 9/11, I should say, in which the entire country came together, these hurricanes actually bring people together. And for the most part, it creates some camaraderie between neighbors who normally don't talk to one another unless there's something knocking at the door of this magnitude.
Well,
so true, yeah.
We've become radio, the vox populi of talk radio has become the community connector. It's become, over the years since the 60s when it really got fired up and into the 70s and 80s, became the place where people could go. The community was there because we've become more separate. We don't know our next-door neighbors, but yet we feel like we know our neighbors that we hear on some of the local shows, on some of the local stations. I think that's the point you're making, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it, Doug. That is correct. And again, it's almost, if this isn't too weird to follow, it's almost refreshing not having to deal with politics. Who's right, who's wrong, Republican, Democrat, liberal, whatever. And it's nice when we're all focused on the same thing. It knows no religion. It knows no politics. It just knows that it's blowing through, and this particular hurricane
it's gonna get
is,
you.
It's going to be more disruptive than Andrew.
And John, well, can I ask a question, John? Excuse me. How seriously, though, and I don't mean to be cavalier about this, are people taking it? Because you guys have been through this before. There are false alarms, et cetera. We can tell you're not going anywhere. You're not going to turn the station off. You're not leaving. So it isn't existential, is it? I mean, you think, oh, it's a hurricane, I'll ride it out. How many people are saying that?
Joe, good question, good comment. No one is saying that. There have been over the years hurricanes that have come through. People haven't taken evacuation seriously. They've not taken precautions of storing water and non-perishable. This one, I've noticed, far in advance of this storm approaching, people are taking this one very, very seriously.
You can't
seriously.
Find a sheet of plywood within 100 miles of where you are.
Correct.
You can't. They sold, Home Depot alone, sold 900,000 sheets of 4x8 plywood in the last week.
So let's look at that. If we're going to find a silver lining, look at what Home Depot is experiencing right now.
Great business.
Great business. Look at Houston and the money that's about to get dumped into rebuilding the infrastructure of that major city.
Yep.
And so, I mean, look at the business and the money that will be made over the next decade to two decades.
It'd be great for the
It's great, but look at the money that's being borrowed to finance it all, though. No. I mean, that's the other side.
A lot of the money's coming from donations. I mean, there's so much money that gets poured. I mean, look at the Red Cross. They can't spend all the money that people give.
They're the last ones you want to
get. Well, that's awesome. That's all good. But all right, you're talking about.
Let me pursue that just for one more step, if I may. The flood insurance program that is part of what the feds offer, and how many people have taken advantage of it? I think you and the area that you're in has seen more of this action than any other place. Did the feds now say you're on your own when it comes to flood insurance? If you've got a house out on the beach and it gets blown away, you're on your own. Is that something that people think about or anymore? You don't see, there's still, if you can find a place on the beach where you are that's a self-standing home for less than $1 million, good luck to you.
Well, that's very true. But since last year when we had the near miss with Hurricane Matthew, people are taking the insurance very seriously, and insurance companies have been writing insurance up until in this area up until I believe about 2 weeks ago when they required to stop writing. But insurance has been changing over the years. People take that seriously. People, as I said, take the evacuation seriously. And one other thing, gentlemen and lady, something that people also don't realize, you talked, Doug, about all the millions of dollars that are coming into Texas to help rebuild. Well, there are so many different types of businesses, many times you don't even think about. As I drove out this morning to get a cup of coffee, I was thinking people who are in the backyard fence business are going to be going crazy with new fences that are going to have to be erected. Fences are the first thing to go here.
Hey, the guy that owns the blue tarp booth on the corner, he's going to be getting rich.
Well, that's Home Depot again, but
You name it.
But
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Doug, back to your thing on the FEMA. FEMA has said that that flood insurance rates or policies have dropped 15%. 15% of people have dropped their policies in the last 5 years in the state of Florida. State of Florida has, are you ready for this? 38 coastal counties and 2.5 million homes in hazard zones.
That's what I think is going to happen, is that the average guy says, you know what, if I get flooded, everybody else gets flooded, and the feds can't let us all go literally underwater, and they'll kick in with more dollars. That's what I think people think.
That may be what they think.
Only 42% of those homes are covered under insurance.
Mm-hmm. Is Mar-a-Lago covered?
Mar-a-Lago.
Well, that's covered.
Self-insured, I'm going to bet.
I read that Broward County, is the number of people with flood insurance is only at 13%. I don't know if I have that right, but that's what I read yesterday.
Well,
I've not heard that. I don't know.
You got Dade, Miami, Broward, Palm Beach County. You're in Indian River County, aren't you, John?
No, we're in Brevard County.
Brevard, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, it's Vero Beach. It's in Indian.
Indian River is Vero Beach, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right. We'll pause for a moment. A couple of more items of interest here. I thought it was interesting as a sideline. Southwest flew a plane load of animals out of Houston. They don't have any people on the plane. Did you see that?
And no, wonders, that's great.
One wonders if the same sort of thing will happen. They just loaded
really?
Up the plane. Yeah, with animals that had no... These are all animals that are lost, and there are like hundreds, thousands of them. So they just put them all on a plane, and they flew them
where?
To, I think, Memphis or Nashville or someplace like that. God knows where they'll end up. But
did they have them seat-belted? Really, they're just running around the cabin?
Just running around the cabin. That's gotta
By
be
the way, man,
I hope somebody's got some video of that.
We have a caller calling in and call me an idiot for saying Jose and Jose B. So I apologize to all the Jose B's out there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Get a life.
I mean, look, if the hippie liberal laughed at that joke, Rich, I think you're fine.
46 past the hour.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Tech Gear tees and tanks for her, just $5.99. Sonoma tees for him, just $6.99. Women's Sonoma and Apartment 9 jeans, only $19.99. Kids athletic shoes, $34.99. And the Big One Twin bedding set is just $49.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's not our everyday sale. Thursday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I'm eager to be an informed and vocal participant in my own healthcare decisions. How should doctors react to a patient like me? I would argue that empowered patients are the best partners a doctor could have. In an era where insurance companies and medical administrators focus far too much on dollars and not on the patients, physicians and patients should foster strong relationships and be allies in the effort to get the right care at the right time. We should work together to break down barriers and allow cancer patients like me to have hope that we will endure. When doctors are able to treat us as individuals and try to satisfy our needs and goals and stated goals, real value in healthcare is created. For more details, go to Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy. Once again, that's Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
The last item of interest here, sheriff's departments are checking for warrants at hurricane shelters in Florida. What do you think, John? How much of that is getting any attention?
Virtually nothing. Not here. People aren't talking about that. They're just talking about trying to be safe and secure during the storm.
Yeah. The Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said in a Facebook post, "We have a legal obligation to take a person into custody. That's what the law dictates. That's why they're going to be checking the shelters to make sure there's nobody in there that will endanger the lives of others." So they took that. Apparently, law enforcement did the same thing in Hurricane Harvey's case in Texas as well. And at that time, all of these shelters were loaded with ICE people trying to find undocumented.
Yeah, I heard Trump was going to round up the DACA people.
That is a side story. There are so many side stories.
Yeah.
John, good luck. John Harper from WMEL, 10 before the hour.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
There are only three people listening to the program that know what this is from. Chucker's one of them.
And the other two.
Maybe there are four, Victoria, Richie, and I.
And Stephen King.
No clue.
And, unless, yeah, Stephen King and the three people who have seen this movie so far, including Chucker, hopefully not his daughter. This is the theme from the new movie, It, a Stephen King movie, which Chucker will review for us in a matter of moments. And you'll also have a list of the other new movies coming out this weekend, where to spend your entertainment dollars if you can get away, maybe just a respite for a few hours, get away from the coverage of all the hurricanes. Now, and The Rock's working. That's going to be the movie. After the next disaster movie for The Rock, which is a follow-up to San Andreas, it's got to be a Rock movie about hurricanes. Chucker, isn't there? What's the one that he's doing now?
Well, there's a movie coming out in October called Geostorm, which is produced by Roland Emmerich, who did Day After Tomorrow and Independence Day, about insane tornado-type storms that Gerard Butler is the star of that one. The trailer is bizarre. Watch the trailer on YouTube. It's called Geostorm.
Okay. I'll do that, Chucker. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, and we'll have information about what's at the box office for this weekend in just a moment.
Nonprofit organizations help rural communities thrive, and farmers across the country have a chance to support these organizations through the America's Farmers Grow Communities program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. Through the program, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization.
Ralph Stegbauer is a volunteer fire chief from rural Ohio whose department has received donations in the past.
With the help of the Grow Communities program, we were able to purchase 3 new tornado sirens that have helped provide a much-needed alert system for the entire community.
The Grow Communities program will award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits in 2018 and has given more than $26 million since 2010. Farmers can learn more and easily enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. Again, that's www.growcommunities.com.
56 past the hour. Now give Chuck Curry another opportunity to take a shot at me. He looks forward to that every day, at least once. All right.
And he's really good at it, actually.
I would never do that. Anyway, the theme music that we played was not to the new movie. It was to another Stephen King movie, The Dead Zone, which came out in 1983, which is my all-time favorite movie adaptation of a Stephen King property. It starred Christopher Walken as Johnny Smith, the guy who had the ability to read the future when he touched people. Great movie. Some other Stephen King movies that have worked, The Shining with Jack Nicholson, although Stephen King himself does not like that movie because it veers too much from his source material. The Shawshank Redemption, Green Mile, and The Mist all were movies, great movies, based off Stephen King's short stories.
Now, Frank, I did not realize, for some reason or other, you've just taught me something, and maybe others. I had no idea, or if I did know it, I didn't remember, Shawshank came from Stephen King.
That's correct.
Yes, it did.
Really? I never knew that.
It was a short story that was expanded by Frank Darabont, a very talented director who also did The Green Mile and The Mist. Other Stephen King movies that worked, I thought Christine, which about a killer car.
I love that
John Carpenter. The Stand's really good. A Midland Stephen King movie, Needful Things with Ed Harris. I liked it. And a couple bad ones. Firestarter, I think, is awful. And Graveyard Shift, another movie that was simply awful. As for it, I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10. I think it was very entertaining. It's really not that frightening or terrifying. It's just simply entertaining. The cast, the kid cast, great casting, tremendous chemistry. Movie really works as a coming-of-age story. Feels like you're watching a Steven Spielberg movie for 75% of it, with horror elements around the edges. Running time, 135 minutes. It's a long movie, but it held my attention. I felt like I was reading a book, even though I don't read books. Why read a book when you can see the movie? That's my motto. And I said that to the audience before. They booed me, actually, when we raffled off the novel to it. I said, why would you read a book when you go watch this movie?
It's appropriate.
They just don't get it.
For making a
statement yeah,
like
they just
that.
Don't get it. But
right,
anyway, also this weekend is a Reese Witherspoon movie. What is it titled? Home Again. It's a romantic comedy with Reese Witherspoon. Here's the thing. It's tracking at around an $80 million opening weekend. Home Again, where Reese Witherspoon is expected to come in second, and an $8 million opening weekend. So everybody basically going to the movies this weekend is going to see it. I'd like you to see it, Doug, and have a debate come Monday morning.
No, I'm not
going to
see it.
You take the challenge?
I may, because I don't, Meredith doesn't like, and I don't usually like him either, but I may go see that Bodyguard, Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay. Actually, there's a 9/11 movie also opening on around 500 screens, which stars Charlie Sheen and Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow.
That sounds terrible.
Can
I see
check that one out.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. Okay. Chuck Curry on the DJV Experience, 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.